American coal miners are wondering what's in store for them as President Biden continues to push another one of his big ideas, a clean energy economy. Meeting the president's goal of cutting greenhouse gas emissions in half in the next decade would likely mean shutting down most or all of the country's remaining 200 or so coal-fired power plants. Already half of the country's coal mining jobs have vanished in the last decade, and one union that represents many of those miners appears ready to work with the president. Cecil Roberts is head of the United Mine Workers of America. Cecil, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me, Peter. It's very nice to be here.
Well, it's nice to have you. You know, last week you seemed to welcome, or at least be open to, the president's new renewable energy policies, as long as there's a solid transition for your coal miners. That sounds like a big step, is it?
I think what we suggested is that we embrace quite a bit of his proposal. We also believe that existing union coal jobs can be protected here through carbon capture and sequestration and opening up additional markets that used to be ours, and that would be in the metallurgical coal fields. When we moved the steel industry out of America and gave it to China, we gave away a lot of our market for metallurgical coal. Getting back to carbon capture and sequestration, the country that develops this technology is going to have a tremendous advantage worldwide in energy development.
It certainly would help, and I think people who follow this would also say it doesn't solve the problem altogether. You're still burning some of that carbon. On the other hand, I wonder if you could just walk through for me what kind of losses your miners have gone through in recent years, because I think the reason we're having this conversation is that there has been major change in the coal mining industry in the last decade or so, and you folks are looking for a solution to that.
People are always telling me that we want to just transition for the people in Appalachia. We're pretty much sick of that. We've been listening to it for 20 years. So all through the coal fields, there's about 40,000 people lost their jobs in the last 5 years. Best paying jobs in Appalachia lost in the mining industry. In addition to that, you can count about 160,000 people who were supporting those 40,000 jobs. So we welcome jobs of any type that are decent paying jobs. And a point to be made here, and I think the president knows this, is that the jobs in the renewable energy field right now, they're not very good jobs as far as pay and benefits go. So those jobs have to be made good paying jobs. And that's why we support PRO Act. And that's why the president supports PRO Act, because he knows exactly what I just said is true.
And to that point, I do wonder what you think about what you're hearing from the White House right now. On Friday last week, they put out a report explaining how it would try to help regions that depend on coal and other fossil fuels to help them transition to cleaner jobs, to spend billions of dollars doing it. What do you make of what you're hearing from President Biden and his proposal?
I actually have that laying on my desk here, and I've been reading it. I think there's some great ideas there. We are now buying all of this technology, solar panels from China, wind turbines from China. If we're going to have this kind of technology, my gosh, bring it to the coal fields. Let's put 10, 15, 20,000 people to work in a factory in somewhere in eastern Kentucky.
I think you can appreciate when I say that to hear the head of a coal miners union be willing to entertain these new options for their workers, that it's unique. And I just wonder how your members are taking this. You know, a West Virginia miner told NBC News recently that it's not fair to take somebody's job away and put them into a new career. Do you think that coal miners will be open to going to work in a factory to build solar panels if the president could figure this out?
Well, first of all, we never proposed that anybody give their job up. But China is eating the United States lunch, as we said here. We've already given them an entire industry here as to steel industry. Now we're on the verge of giving them the energy sector of this country. And I think that we should be resisting that with every fiber of our being.
The miners that have already lost their jobs in recent years, what are they up to? What kind of work are they doing?
We've been training unemployed, laid-off miners since 1996. And I can tell you that we place people in a lot of jobs. Some people have a skill that they use in the mines that they can use outside of the mines, like a welder, for example, or an electrician. We put some people in hospitals and being male nurses, and they made a decent living at that. And there's other jobs similar to that. But I think we have to look at the majority of the people end up barely clinging to the bottom part of the middle class or completely out of the middle class.
Cecil Roberts is president of the United Mine Workers of America. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Well, thank you for having us.